Jim was restless tonight, one crime occurring after the other, with no chance to take any kind of breather. Matt supposes he got lucky, only sustaining minor injuries. The last thing he wanted was a wound that would delay his safe return home. He forces himself not to drag his feet, making his way down the stairs and carefully avoiding the creakiest parts of the steps. He doesn't bother going to the trunk, untying his boots and setting them against the wall instead, ignoring the soreness in his feet as he slips into the bathroom. The horned helmet is unceremoniously removed and placed on the counter, the gloves carelessly tossed inside the shower floor. Removing the rest of the suit takes longer than usual for the sake of keeping quiet, and also because of the exhaustion of a night's worth of aches slowly seeping into his bones. Matt never had regrets taking up the mask to protect his neighborhood and everyone in it. It was a duty he prided himself in. Knuckles long stained with the blood of those he fought in order to keep everything and everyone he loved within Hell's Kitchen safe. But damn, did he wish he got a break once in a while. He manages to strip off both halves of the suit after some struggle, nose scrunching at the smell of sweat and the miscellaneous scents New York alleyways unfortunately have to offer. They join the gloves in a heap on the shower floor, Matt doing his best to hose it all down, hoping the grime and blood would disappear down the drain. He mulls over the last time the suit got a proper scrub down as he moves the items to the wash basin for a longer soak. Well, that's a problem for tomorrow, Matt. A sigh of relief comes when he finally steps into the shower himself, the warm water a welcome feeling on his skin as he takes it in for a few moments. Perhaps a little too welcoming, he realizes, jolting awake after a few seconds of sleeping on the spot, steadying himself before he slips. He takes another moment to shake it off before forcing himself to get clean. It's a slow task to wash his hair with aching arms, and it's not any easier scrubbing himself down, grimacing over the places he got hit the hardest and where bruises are sure to fall. It was something he's grown used to, not that the familiarity eased the pain. He knows he'll hear the concerns tomorrow from Foggy and Karen. He's older now, not to the point where he's starting to slow down, but there were days the older injuries got the better of him. Matt tries not to think about it too much, instead wrapping up the shower, drying himself off, and grabbing the clean pair of boxers and shirt left for him on top of the laundry basket. Muscle memory has him batting towards the kitchen for a glass of water and a late-night sandwich set in the fridge. He doesn't bother sitting, opting to lean against the counter lazily as he eats, slowly blinking and fighting the exhaustion that threatens to drag him under with an empty stomach that's been bugging him for hours. The city was calmer during these hours, the noise pollution at a level where Matt didn't have to filter his hearing. It was the kind of peace he longed for, a rare moment where he could let his guard down without becoming overwhelmed by the never-ending hustle of the city that never sleeps. It was the sort of lullaby he fell asleep to as the years went by, even on the worst of nights. These nights, Matt listened to a different kind of lullaby, and it waited for him through the bedroom door. Most of the time, it was soft snores and murmurs, unintelligible from nonsense dreams barely remembered in the morning. Once in a while, the bed creaked with unconscious attempts to roll Step Foggy gently reminded him to be more careful. Soft hands on wounded skin. And every time Matt's heart ached, as he promised he would try his best. It was a shaky promise they'd learned, but nowadays Matt made a bit more effort not to throw himself headfirst into danger. No matter how much he got knocked down, he would get back up to make it home safely. He always did. His train of thought at that, shaking his head as he finishes his late night snack and washes the dishes, mindful of the noise. After a quick late night routine, he finally makes it to the bedroom, sliding the door closed and taking in Foggy's form curled up on the bed. He can't help his quiet chuckle when he lifts up the blanket. Foggy shivers, sleepily reaching out for it in frustration as Matt slips into the bed. Them both. It's immediate the way Foggy wraps his arms around Matt's torso, pulling him close for body heat, unconsciously adjusting to his return before his head takes its rightful place under Matt's chin, nuzzling him with a content sigh. It's immediate in the way that Matt feels at ease.